If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And we're back at it here. Hour number two, Gwen and Chris. Chrisello, Tony Good Jr., he's got the all-star break off. I don't know what he needs some... What does he need? Rest? Does the guy do stuff during the season? What is this, Greg?
You know, I woke up this morning just seriously angry with Tony. I was like, man.
No, you're not. No, neither of us are angry. We're laughing.
No, we're laughing.
The guy works harder than anybody. He's on the air between game time and showtime, probably more than anybody in, you know, in Southern California.
Yeah.
So
we're going to talk about the Manny interview Friday.
We have to remind him, you know, and he has to remind himself that he's, you know, he's got to see his kids.
Yes, he does. That would be nice.
Poor guy's gone all the time.
And then when he does take time off to see his kids, he ends up in Norco watching a soccer tournament.
That's what he does.
Day.
Yeah. Everybody thinks that when Tony's off for a day or something, he's just home, you know, relaxing.
No, he's definitely not.
He might be better off working sometimes rather than having to drive to Norco for the old soccer tournament.
Like, the dude has to get up at 5-something in the morning on his day off to drive up to Norco.
And I've now made that drive, so I know what he's doing. All right, Tony will be off, but we got you covered. Scraby said, while I was gone, you guys tracked down Manny Machado, and I have to find out about that interview and how that all went.
I kind of felt bad for you.
Why?
Because the last 2 years you've taken a vacation during...
Oh, did I miss him last year also?
I was also in on the interview last year, but this year it just happened that he hit the 2000th hit the Monday you were gone.
I wanted to know this, and I don't know if you guys asked it in this way.
Okay.
But I was going to ask, if I'd have been there, I would have asked him, what does he take more pride in, 2,000 career hits... or 300 career home runs? He's got them both, right?
Yes, or 350, doesn't he?
Yeah, 350 now, right. So there's not many guys. I think there was, what, 7 or 8 in the history of the game that have done both of those things.
I'm going to guess what Manny would say. And there's two answers that immediately come to mind.
Okay.
First is, they're both cool.
Of course.
Second is, I haven't had time to really think about it yet. Because that's what he told us. He said he doesn't really want to...
He doesn't think about those things.
Because I asked him, you know, you're going to be a Hall of Famer. Like, do you ever sit back and think, I'm one of the greatest baseball players in the game of all time? And he said, no, I live in the moment. I want to do that later on. So once he's done playing, he's going to do the reminiscing. So I would believe that he would say he hasn't even thought about it yet.
All right.
But then I would also say that he's fibbing.
I would think that the answer should be the 2,000 hits. And the reason, because I think it speaks to his remarkable longevity and ability to post.
That's very important to him.
There was a comparison yesterday during the telecast between Manny Machado's career stats and Bryce Harper.
Oh, yeah? Yeah,
Bryce Harper was the first pick Manny was the third pick. Same draft. Bryce Harper by Washington, Manny Machado by Baltimore.
Baltimore.
They both became free agents at the same time. Manny, after a quick stop with the Dodgers, ended up here. Bryce Harper went straight from the Nats to the Phillies. They both have had similar paths, right? Harper's won, what, one or two MVPs? That's the one. I think one. That's the nod that Harper has. Manny hasn't won an MVP. But Manny's numbers were better in almost every category than Bryce Harper's.
Bryce Harper's like 200 and something hits away from 2,000. Not
and
even close.
Manny's got him in the home runs, too. Manny has more home runs than Bryce Harper.
Right. You're right.
I was a little surprised by that. Now, the one
Bryce is a two-time MVP.
Two-time MVP. Yeah. Right. So he's, you know, that's where he's got the edge on. If you ask who's had a better career, most people without looking will say, well, it's easily Bryce Harper. He's a two-time MVP, won the World Series, you know, the whole thing. But Manny's got better statistics, I must tell you. And don't even start with who's a better defensive player. I mean, Manny's one of the greats.
Yeah, you would. I mean, Bryce Harper's been moved around so many different times.
And if you don't think that Manny's one of the greats, how about that catch yesterday? Are you kidding me?
Play of the week.
He ran over from shortstop.
Yeah, he did.
That was unbelievable.
I was at the game, and there was a small small period of time where we're like, oh, no. Because from where I was sitting, he slid into the wall, and you couldn't see him get up.
He took it took him a moment to realize that he actually caught that ball.
That was incredible.
So anyway, and it, the main statistic where Manny had Bryce Harper, though, and you throw all the other stuff in there, Manny's played like 200 more games.
Yeah.
Because he plays.
Yeah, he does.
That's why I said the 2,000 hits would be the one, but... You know,
the more I think about it, I think you're right. Because it is the posting thing is what
he loves
makes
the post.
It, yeah.
He invented the word post as far as I'm concerned. I don't ever remember. Do you ever remember Willie Mays going, hey, I want to post tonight? No.
No, I don't.
I don't think Willie said that. All right, let's go to some Daily Gambit. We got the Home Run Derby tonight. There are no Padres in it, but there are a couple of former Padres represented. Let's see what we think.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Before we go any further, Chris, I did not hear you say this, but Bryce Harper, apparently, you did say he won a World Series. He did not. He left the Nationals, but... Man.
Sorry, I gave you one, Bryce. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's a tricky one. Thank you. Thank you for whoever corrected
two people,
that.
Hunter and Ruben, were
yes,
like,
they were on it.
We
quickly.
Need to get it right.
Yeah,
no,
Chris,
kidding,
you don't
guys.
Know anything.
I'm just kidding,
yeah, that's
guys.
Right. Yeah, he wasn't with the Nats that year. That's right. That's
he left, know? And they immediately won a World
yeah.
Series.
You just assume he was there.
You do
because how would they have won without him? But they did. Yeah, you're right. Okay, but he does have the two MVPs.
Definitely.
So people say, in general, I think people say Bryce Harper's better.
I also think,
but I don't think he is.
I also think Bryce Harper, like for some reason, Manny has this quote unquote dirty player, lazy player stigma, which I don't see at all, but people believe it. Bryce Harper seems to be one of the guys who's beloved by everyone.
I wouldn't say that, but
okay.
Bryce Harper's had his moments, but he never stepped on a guy's foot trying to touch first base in a playoff game, and that is the only thing that I recall Manny ever doing that created any controversy.
Yeah, the only thing.
But people seem to run with that. And
The time.
They say he's a dirty player.
Especially the Dodgers fans that come in our chat and try to talk trash to us on YouTube.
He did throw a ball at Dave Roberts.
Oh, the sinister sling. Oh, man. He's going to be kept out of the Hall of Fame for that one, Chris.
All right, we'll talk about that more. Let's pick.
Okay, so
Home
here,
run derby tonight. What do you got?
Here, we're gonna make a bet on the player to hit the longest home run in the derby. So let's, and then we're going to do the winner. So let's start with the winner.
Winner first.
Yeah, so Cal Raleigh is leading the way with plus 300 odds. Jazz Chisholm Jr. is at the back end with plus 1,300.
He's the longest shot on the board.
Now, and then it goes in order from best odds. O'Neal Cruz, James Wood, Matt Olson, Byron Buxton, Brent Rooker, Junior Caminero, and then Jazz Chisholm Jr.
Okay.
Who do you think is going to win it, Chris?
I'm going to take Matt Olson.
Oh, okay.
I just think the home park. You know, the one thing about the Home Run Derby to me is that that we don't think about is it's exhausting for these guys to go up there and swing a million times in a short amount of, a short stretch.
Yeah.
I think they get tired. And I think the home crowd will help Matt Olson.
All right, you get plus 800 for that.
I'll take Matt Olson.
I'm going to anger everyone.
Who are you going to take?
And I'm going to go with James Wood.
James Wood. Okay.
Plus 400.
James Wood.
He's got that young guy strength.
He's the third choice.
Yes. All right, the longest home run is interesting, and I'll go first on this one.
Okay, the favorite there is who?
O'Neal Cruz.
Oh, and O'Neal Cruz.
I am not going to take him, though.
Okay.
I'm taking, here's the order according to the odds. O'Neal Cruz, James Wood, Byron Buxton, Cal Raleigh, Matt Olson, Brent Rooker, Junior Caminero, Jazz Chisholm Jr. I'm taking Byron Buxton plus 450 because that guy hits long home runs.
Buxton.
All right. What about you?
I'll take James Wood there.
Okay.
I think he's the natural. Padres, like I said, have a couple of ex-players represented here.
Yes.
The other is Brent Rooker.
Yes.
If you're wondering.
Correct.
All right, so there's our picks for the Derby. We'll see how that goes. Lakers minus 2 over the Clippers tonight. I know you've scouted this out. NBA Summer League action.
I'm sorry?
There's nothing else I can, call. I mean, what else is happening? I don't know.
Nothing, really. This is the slow time for sports.
I know. I'll take the Lakers since Tony's not here. They need some representation.
I have zero.
Who would know?
I'm going to take the Lakers.
Good. Indiana, actually. 3.5 over the Bulls. I'll take the Bulls. In Summer League, the Bulls, never disappoint. Yeah.
I'm going to go Pacers.
You got them. All right, let's go to some WNBA. At least this is some real games.
Okay.
Minnesota Lynx, top team in the league. Last I checked, I got to be honest, I haven't checked the WNBA standings recently.
I haven't either.
They did not publish them in the Denver Post. The Lynx are 18-4. Wow. They're 11-0 at home. A much more pedestrian 7-4 on the road. Tonight they play at Chicago. Minnesota's favored by 11. On the road, Sky is 7-13. But they played a lot more on the road. Who do you like here? You get 11 points if you take the Sky.
I'll take the Sky.
I will take the Sky as well. At home, I think they get fired up. Golden State Valkyries. The expansion Valkyries are 10-10. They're minus 2 over Phoenix. Now, Phoenix is in second place at 14-6. But the Valkyries are very good 7-3 at home. I'll still take Phoenix on the road.
What was the spread?
2 points Golden State favored.
I'll go with the Valkyries.
You got them. Angel Reese, the polarizing Angel Reese. I'm starting to get tired of her being polarizing. Can we just appreciate the fact that she busts her tail down there and posts? Talk about posting. She posts every night. She gets a double-double every game. Maybe some of it is, what do they call that now when she misses her own shot? It's not a me-bound.
A me-bound.
Instead of a rebound. But that's kind of mean.
I like
but
that.
She's been doing it, man. She's been on a roll. 14.5 points tonight against Minnesota. What do you think there?
You said how many points?
14.5.
Oh, I thought you said 4.
No, 14.5. She's been getting double-doubles almost every game.
I'm going under.
You're going to go under, though.
Yep.
I'm going to say under just because they're playing a really good team, Minnesota. 12.5 rebounds for Angel Reese. That I'm going to go over.
Me too.
She's always gets her rebounds. Nafisha Collier, one of the top scorers in the entire league for Minnesota. In fact, she is the top scorer in the league. 23.6 per game. Her over-under is 21.5 tonight on the road.
21.5.
What do you think? Nafisha Collier, Minnesota.
Over.
Over, he says. I'll say under just to make it fun. All right, when we come back, Scraby and Tony interviewed Manny Machado without me.
Machado.
How did that happen? And what happened? Discuss it when Gwen and Chris resumes after track.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Traffic. Marcello, Matt Scraby sitting in here this afternoon. Gwynn Jr. taking a well-deserved all-star break. As are the Padres. They're back in action Friday in Washington, D.C. Matter of fact, we talked about the Padres' record against teams with losing records.
Yes.
Incredibly good. 34-13. They have annihilated losing teams. And they open up with back-to-back losing teams in the second half, right? Nationals and Marlins. Marlins have played a little better.
They have. Stowers hit 3 home runs yesterday.
Yes, he did. Stowers is one of the guys that Padre fans think we should acquire. Padre fans think we should acquire a whole bunch of guys. It's just a matter of who A.J. Preller will actually acquire. He's got to do something, and I think he knows it.
Well, the rumor is that they're fixated on Jaron Duran.
Yeah, I know.
Fixated.
Here's my problem with the rumor. The guy that is putting forth the rumor more than anybody...
Who is it?
Is Bob Nightingale, and he's really been hit and miss.
He has.
Bob can hit, but Bob can whiff, too.
And nothing against Bob Nightingale, but when I go for my news from National Reporters, it's not Bob anymore.
Love Bob. One of my all-time favorite guys. I worked with him at the LA Times here in San Diego. But, you know, he doesn't always connect on these picks. So
you throw a dart up on the board, it's going to hit one time.
Now, I know Jared Duran. I know the Red Sox have all these young guys, and they don't have room for him. But the Red Sox have also won 10 in a row. Do they want to mess with anything right now? They're on fire.
They are.
And Jaron Duran is part of that. It's not like he's sitting on the bench while this is all happening. So, you know, we'll see. Padres go to Washington and Miami. And then they get the Cardinals. And we already talked about the Cardinals. That's a 4-game series, by the way. So it's a 10-game road trip. Padres are not home until 2 weeks from today. Scrappy, what am I going to do?
I don't know.
2 weeks without going to a ball game. Mets are coming in on July 28th. So that's the next home series.
That is kind of far away.
I know. 2 weeks plus, you know, yesterday they played at home. So 15 days between home games. Maybe they could trade for Jared Duran on August 8th because that's when the Padres host the Red Sox. He can just come over and...
I think that's past the trade deadline.
Oh, is that past the deadline? We're going to have to do that ahead of time, then. We can't wait for that.
Maybe that's what the Red Sox do. They wait to trade their guys until they're going to play against them.
I don't know. I think Duran, you know, is intriguing. But, again, the Red Sox are hot right now. Sometimes that changes the way people think. All right, so Friday morning, I'm on my phone. Now, even though I'm gone, and this is such the way it is in these days, as you know, stay very well connected.
I thought you just put away your phone and you don't look at anything.
I don't. I follow everything that's happening. I like to stay in somewhat a touch. I don't answer my phone. Like if you try to get a hold of me, probably not going to pick it up when I'm on vacation.
That's why I didn't even text or call you.
No, but I follow things and I see Scraby and Tony Gwynn Jr., big interview, don't miss it, Manny Machado coming up this afternoon. And I was like, huh.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Look, I'm glad we had him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he asked about me and said, hey, how come Chris isn't here?
He said, where's that guy that always asks me about Nolan Arenado?
Yeah, I love Manny. he's my guy. But anyway, no, good job. How did it go? Tell me a little bit about it. You said it was, you know, as advertised, not always easy to get Manny locked into an interview.
No, it's not. And I feel like 2,000 hits and the birth of his child has really opened Manny up. And I really am pointing to the birth of his child that has opened Manny up a little bit. But, yeah, I definitely thought about you when I found out that he was going to be on the show. I was like, this stinks because Chris wants to interview him. I know that. But anyway, it is what it is. So I think that Manny is in a completely different mindset now. And he is more open because he just does not care what people think about him. And now that he's getting all these accolades and now that he's putting himself in the history books, he is more and more showing to me that he is coming out of whatever shell he was in for years and years. And he was very open in the interview. He was very honest in the interview. He had some funny answers. And he was locked into the interview, which was very nice. Very nice.
Manny is, you know, we talked about Bryce Harper's got an MVP or two. Manny didn't have any.
No.
And nobody's talking about Manny for MVP right now, this year. I mean, is it that outlandish?
No.
If he continues, you know, the pace he started picking up in June, July, and on into the second half, I would say this. The Padres are 5.5 games behind the Dodgers. If Manny led them to the division title, I think that would open more eyes. I know it's going to be hard to beat Ohtani. Somehow it's like we have to give him the award, just like we have to give Paul Skeens the start in the All-Star game. We have to give Paul Skeens the Cy Young. We don't.
I'm actually not mad at Paul Skeens this year.
We don't, but we don't have to. Paul Skeens has 4 wins. I know that's not the end-all, but it's still only 4 wins.
Yeah.
Hard for me to consider the Cy Young Award winner a guy with 4 wins, but I know we have to give him the award, so we got to give Ohtani the MVP. But Manny is 11 points above his career on base. He's 12 points above his career batting average. He's 2 points ahead of his career slugging. He's 14 points ahead of his career OPS. He's 8 points ahead in his OPS plus, which you could explain to me. I don't know what the hell that is.
Basically, 100 is average. Anything from 100 to 200 or anything above 100 is better than average. Right. Anything below
so
is below.
So his career is 125. This year he's 133.
So he's an above average player.
He's way above average. His WAR is 3.1. I'd have to look exactly to see right now where that puts him in that category in Major League Baseball, but I think it's up near the leaders in the National League. The thing is, and the other thing, Manny plays amazing defense, and I don't care how many errors he has. I think yesterday was a perfect example of what I'm talking about anyway when it comes to Manny and errors. The error he got in that game yesterday, in my mind, had an awful lot to do with the fact that he made and got to a play that a lot of guys wouldn't even have got to in the first place and got a throw off.
Yeah.
I think so many players wouldn't even have got that much out of it. Now, I said the WAR 3.1. Unfortunately, that's what, you know, something people look too much at, but PCA is 5.4. James Woods, a 4.4. Fernando's well ahead of Manny.
Yeah.
4.3.
Which is surprising.
It's not surprising. It tells me what a dumb statistic this is. And I know that, you know, I can fight with people forever. But you watched all the Padre games this year out there, right? You've watched every game. Just simply, who's better this year, Manny or Fernando? Is anybody in their like mind going to tell you Fernando's been better?
No.
But his WAR is quite a bit better. So that's why I think WAR is, you know, stupid and overrated.
I would think that Manny's errors hurt his WAR a lot.
Sorry?
Manny's errors hurt his WAR.
But if you want to, like I just said, if you want to take away from his errors, then you got to add to the WAR the catch he made yesterday. Who else retires an out on that play? Nobody?
Yeah.
How many times does he do that?
A lot.
A lot. Anyway, I don't think Manny's out of the running for MVP. I know PCA's there right now. I know Otani's there. I don't know. Who else is guaranteed there in the National League ahead of Manny? There's other names that are, you know, I mean, are you going to really give James Wood the MVP on a last-place team? I don't think so.
But
Pete Alonso's been up. He's been down. He's down lately. Eugenio Suarez, I think he may get traded to the Yankees. Most people seem to think that's going to happen. I don't know who's, you know, guaranteed better than Manny.
We're going to talk about this later, but I feel like Major League Baseball has taken a turn in who they give awards to now. It's all about name recognition, marketing, branding, everything. So that's why PCA is being talked about, because he's a good story, and Manny's just been doing the same thing he's been doing his entire career, so it doesn't stand out to people.
Shohei Ohtani is going to be hard to beat, even though PCA has been so annoyingly good. He really has. I mean, other than the stupid play he made in St. Louis where he forgot to throw the ball in and they scored on from second on a tag up. But yeah, what's he got? 25 homers, 27 steals?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Sickening. Hey, the thing, here's what I don't like. It's a personal. Every time I have, Kyle Tucker's one of my better fantasy guys. So every time the Cubs win 10-1, I'm like, oh, good. Kyle Tucker must've, nope. It's always PCA. Every time.
So he's stealing Kyle Tucker's shine.
Right, he steals all the shine.
That's unfortunate.
Stop doing that, PCA.
You know, I had a chance to draft PCA late in my draft, and I was like, this guy's not going to do much of anything.
I think a lot of people had a chance to draft that guy.
Unfortunately,
they missed out. They missed out. He's got a 5.4 WAR. If that's the stat you love, it's the second best in baseball behind only Aaron Judge.
Still lots of games to be played.
Long way to go. When we come back, going to get back to the Padre talk. It is Padres Pen Pals,
P-P-P.
Otherwise known as...
The PPP!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, welcome back. Gwen and Chris. Chrisella, Tony Gwynn Jr., vacationing during the All-Star break. Scraby and I, not vacationing during the All-Star break. Me, because I vacationed last week. Scraby, because didn't really have anywhere to go.
Yeah, got nothing to
do. It's sad, but true.
It's true. I mean, what else am I going to do?
Well, you are going to be off a little later in the month here. You've got a little
meet my nephew for the first time.
Yes, your sister had a baby recently. You haven't met the nephew yet.
I have not, but I saw him on the FaceTime earlier today, and it was kind of fun because he was smiling.
Cute as a button?
Yeah. It's really funny because my brother-in-law, they named him after my brother-in-law's Irish family. And so they wanted to name him Jamie, but my brother-in-law couldn't handle that everywhere he went, and he would say, it's Jamie, and they would be like, oh, such a cute girl.
Wow.
And so they changed it. Now it's still Jamie, but JT, just to make it seem like it's a boy, which I could see myself doing.
I guess when you, how many, now that you bring this up, I hadn't really thought of it, but JT does sound like a boy's name.
Yeah, for whatever reason.
And I think the reason is, because how many women do you know that go by initials? Straight up. Can you think of one offhand?
My cousin's name is Casey because of her first two names.
Casey?
Yeah. K dot C dot.
Okay.
But that doesn't really prove anything.
No, I'm asking, name a celebrity.
I'm trying.
That goes by initials.
Not Jennifer Coolidge.
I don't think anybody does. If somebody can think of a female celebrity.
Oh,
or
J.K. Rowling.
There you go. You got one. Good.
The author of Harry Potter.
You got one. But there's not many.
That's true.
Most initials are for men.
I guess.
For whatever reason.
That is weird.
Hadn't thought of it till just a moment ago.
The things that we think of here on Glenn
and Chris. Padres, 52-44. 5.5 back of the Dodgers. That's a game and a half closer than they were at the All-Star break last year. And remember, the Padres went 43-20 the rest of the way last year. And how many games did they finish behind the Dodgers, though? I'm looking it up as quickly as I can.
I actually don't remember, but I remember the Dodgers ran away with it.
The Padres finished 5 back last year. That's it.
Interesting.
So the Padres went 23 games over 500 last year in the second half or after the All-Star break. And in all of that time, they picked up 2 games on the Dodgers. That's it. Crazy. I was ready to give up the division race a while ago.
I keep going back and forth.
But after the Dodgers lost 7 in a row, I feel like the Padres have crept back in a little bit.
They have.
I don't think it's important for the Padres to be thinking about all that. Just go out and let the standings settle where they do. But I'd like to believe they still can, you know, win this division. I don't want to, you know, just pack it in and just, I don't want to, you know, concede it.
They win the division, and we're going to get into this question in Padres Pen Pals, but if they win the division, Mike Schilt wins National League Manager of the Year.
You know who's... Well, we'll get into that in the 4 o'clock hour, because we're going to do our biggest surprise teams in baseball on both sides. Surprising good and surprising bad.
Okay.
And I think that will give us a little peek into who might be the Manager of the Year leaders right now.
All right.
But right now, we're going to talk about your San Diego Padres in the PPP. But you must have your traffic first.
It's time to ask the experts, Padres fans.
I was hoping maybe you can bring a little insight into it.
Write us, tweet us, Facebook us, send a carrier pigeon for Chris. He thinks they're cute. Padres Pen Pals begins.
Hurt the pelota big time.
Now, a 97.3 The Fan.
Chris, over the weekend, since the carrier pigeon thing.
Yeah.
I was walking the dogs.
Okay.
And I was attacked by a bird.
A carrier pigeon?
Not a carrier pigeon.
It wasn't bringing me a note.
I thought, is Chris trying to communicate with me right now? No, the bird came and just like flew around my head. It was, I hate it. I hate it. It freaked me out.
Did the bird poop on you?
No.
Well, then you got out of it, Scott. You got out of it safely.
But it was like fluttering all around my head.
I know what you're saying.
Ugh, I just got the chills thinking about that. I'm not afraid of birds, but when a bird comes at you, it's a little scary because they're unpredictable. All right, let's get into Padres Pen Pals. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine. In Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options, visit spirocuisine.com. All right,
J-Lo is not an initial name for a female celebrity or famous person.
Yes,
J-Lo.
We got
J-Lo's
a couple
name
J-Los.
Is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
That's not what we're looking for here. We're looking for, you know, somebody, like you said, J.K. Rowling. The only woman I can think of with initials.
I'm going to keep thinking, and I'm not going to probably figure it out. First one. I am tired of people trashing this team, and I hear on this segment people complaining all the time.
Okay.
Scraby challenged me to come up with a positive question since I feel like this.
Okay.
And I did. I said they were complaining about us talking about all the negative stuff. I said, give me a positive question then. So they did. This team may need some roster help, but they are in a wild card spot at the All-Star break. If you would have told me before the year, Fernando Tatis Jr., Jackson Merrill, Dylan Cease, Xander Bogaerts, Jake Cronenworth, and the catcher position would all have prolonged periods of time without producing at a high level, I would have told you that the season was lost. The season is not lost. They find ways to win. They win close games, and they have heart. No one will give them credit, but Mike Schilt has been the one to keep it together. At this moment, Chris, what would you think about Mike Schilt for NL Manager of the Year?
Ah, interesting. I just said we would talk about that in a little bit, but I guess we'll talk about it now. Okay, first of all, I think he's done an excellent job. Let me say that. One of the things I liked about the game yesterday, this is going to be too roundabout. But the Padres tried three sacrifice bunts yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
And that is something that the analytics people would say is the stupidest thing of all time.
They would lose their mind.
And you know what? They lost the game. And you can look at it and say, well, that's three outs that they gave up, which is a whole inning's worth of outs. But I thought every single one of them was the right call. And I appreciate that Mike Shildt is willing to do things even at the risk of potentially being criticized for it.
Yeah.
So I've always been a fan of that. And I think he's pushed a lot of right buttons this year. And they've had a lot of issues with injuries and guys that haven't performed up to expectations. But I don't think he's in the in the tip top of the list for manager of the year, because the Padres are doing about as well as everybody expected. That's the problem. They never give the manager of the year, at least in my estimation, to somebody who's doing what they normally do, which is run second to the Dodgers.
Okay.
So I don't have a problem with him winning it, but I don't think he's there yet. I'll go back to what you said. If they win the division,
then he is.
Then you gotta, you know, now we can take a look.
Another submission for names, and I can't believe I didn't do this. She's in Criminal Minds. I love her. AJ Cook.
Don't know her.
Yeah, she's in Criminal Minds. She's great. Her name's Jennifer Giroux. Short, they call her JJ. So okay. There you go.
All right, good.
Anyway. If they win the division, Mike Shildt's the NL manager of the year, but he's not doing what he did last year, which is taking a team and completely overperforming throughout the... Well, we haven't seen the last stretch of the season.
We've already
yet.
Talked about what he does in the second half throughout his career. Can he do it again?
Yes. Let's move on to the next one. Yu Darvish is back, and I'm so excited for that. My question is simple. I'm up first. He's under contract through 2028. Does he make it through the end of his contract?
I got another one.
Okay.
Singer, K.D. Lang.
Hey, like K.D. Dot?
Yeah.
Okay.
K.D. Lang. She was a Grammy Award winner about 10 years ago.
Oh, someone literally just said it on the chat. And
really?
Chris is not looking at the chat.
I'm not looking at the chat, so not we came up with it at the same time.
All right, Yu Darvish, he's under contract through 2028. He's making $21 million this year. He'll be 41 when 2028 comes around. Do I think he makes it through the end of his contract? And Manny, as Manny told us on Friday, yes, I do, because he doesn't have a choice. He's under contract. Do I think he's good? In 2028?
Well, it is possible that he would just retire. Before 2028.
I think that Yu Darvish is one of those guys that's going to pitch into his early 40s, like a Max Scherzer maybe, and I do think he's going to finish out his contract. I think that Yu Darvish is going to show us down the stretch that he still can pitch, and he still can be a huge contributor to this team. What do you think? I almost called you Tony. Chris.
Three more years for Yu Darvish after this one, right?
Correct, yeah. 26, 27, 28.
Here's the reason I think he can make it, Scrabe.
Hmm.
Because this year he's pitched 8 innings. Last year he pitched 81. All right?
So he's saving his bullets.
He is a little bit. Not maybe by design, but I think it's going to work out and benefit him moving forward.
That's true. Didn't think about it that way, honestly.
Like I said... I don't care what his stats are right now. We're going to need a few wins from him moving forward here. But, you know, what I care most about is game one of the playoff or game two, you know, when he's facing the Phillies and he's got to come up with a big game. Because
yeah.
I think he can still do that.
I do too.
But, yeah, I think the Padres are giving him a lot of freedom.
A ton.
Right? I mean, this year he basically said, I'm not ready. And then they said, okay, well, let us know when you're ready. And it was a little longer than we would have wanted, but he's now ready.
He's ready, and he's
last year, he
not
missed
injured.
Much of the season, and we never even heard why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he'll make it.
All right, I do too. Good. Next one. You're up first, Chris.
This is crazy, though. I'm looking at Yu Darvish's career. 13 years in the big leagues.
In Major League Baseball, right?
Major League Baseball.
What about his Japanese league
I'm not looking
experience.
At that. I'm looking at Major Leagues. 284 games he started. He's completed 2.
Whoa.
This is crazy to
that
me.
That is crazy.
He hasn't completed a game since 2014. Baseball's so
wow.
weird.
And so he kind of pitched in an age where they still let guys do that.
So weird.
That is weird.
11 years with no complete games. Like, what?
That is strange.
Randy Jones had 25 one year. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Chris, you're up first. What the heck is up with Luis Campusano? Is he that bad, or are the Padres making a fool of him?
Oh, that's actually a fair question.
Both?
I think they're making a fool of him. I don't think you can expect anybody to keep coming up, playing a game, and then going down.
Yeah.
Kevin Acey wrote something 2 weeks ago that there are people in the organization who think that they've got to commit to Campusano now.
What?
And let him catch.
Huh?
And let him play for a month because Maldonado and Diaz can't get it done. There are people, according to Kevin Acey's article about a week ago. This is before he went 0-for-3 yesterday, but maybe you make him the catcher again and at least have some threat. There's automatic out at the bottom of the order. Annoys me to no end. As I said, both Maldonado and Diaz hit one home run a month. Neither of them have their home run yet this month, so maybe that's good. But I don't know what you do with Campusano, but I don't think doing what they're doing is fair.
I don't think he's that bad. Because
there's no way he's just... Look, he's not hitting like he's hitting in the minor leagues by pulling everything. But he's trying to do too much every time. He's trying to pull every single pitch, and so now they're just throwing him off the corner of the plate, and he can't get to it. And when he does, he grounds to short.
Yeah.
I just think you got to bring him here, let him work, let him get comfortable. Look, you could bat him ninth for the next 3 weeks and get the same results you're getting now.
That's absolutely true. I just don't think they trust his defense at all. I don't think they trust it. That's why he's not playing catcher right now. But I do agree with you. It's very hard for him to go up and down from AAA to the majors in... continue and try to find some sort of rhythm at the plate. It's just not going to happen. And then you throw him in there, and I'm not saying this is the Padres' fault because they needed someone. They're willing to give him some at-bats. But then you throw him in there against Christopher Sanchez when no one can get a hit out of Christopher Sanchez? Like, that's tough. That is really tough. I'm with you. In baseball, you need time. So they should just maybe DH him for three straight weeks, see what he can do. Because it's not going to be worse than what's happening at the bottom of the order now.
I would let him catch, but I'm not Mike Schilt.
I'm not Mike Schilt either.
Yeah.
All right, last one. I'm not new to baseball, but I haven't really looked into certain things as much as I should. People say AJ Preller is not building a team that fits Petco Park. First, is that a thing? Second, why build a team that isn't built for the park they play in 81 times a year? I think it's because... the reason that they don't have a team that's built for the park, because you would need everybody to be able to hit home runs every single time they're up at the plate, that's just not going to happen. I think they have built a team for Petco Park. I think they built a team with line drives. They built a team with guys that have good speed. I like what they've done with their team. And whoever says that AJ Preller's not building a team for Petco Park, you don't know ball! Chris?
Yeah, I think he's building a team for Petco Park. What are the Padres built around?
Pitching.
Yeah. What should you build around? What should you build around at Petco Park?
Pitching.
I think so.
We've known Petco Park is commonly referred to as a pitcher's park.
So you better have some great pitchers. Padres seem to.
That's a good point, Chris.
I don't think anybody can regularly score 11 runs a game here.
No.
Right? Not even the 27 Yankees are going to come here and score 11 runs a game.
No.
Got to be able to pitch. I think AJ Preller does, so silly question.
We talked about this on the roundtable, but it was like, should they move in the fences a little bit? Like because there's not a lot of home runs that's hit at Petco Park. So should they move it in? I don't think so, because the summer months, you're starting to see the ball fly a little bit more.
I think Petco Park's pretty fair on, offense, defense.
It doesn't cover up flaws.
Does everybody want the ball flying out of there all the time?
No.
I'm good with Petco Park.
Me too.
You know, I'm good with Coors Field. I mean, most people complain about Coors Field. I like the fact that there's different baseball. And you know what's funny? You still got to be able to hit, because the 2025 Rockies are proving that Coors Field is not automatic if you can't play, because they can't hit there.
I haven't even looked at how many wins they have.
I'll add them up
on my fingers and toes. 22.
That's where they're at. They're 52 games below 500 at the break.
Oh, my.
More Gwen and Chris. Chris versus the fans.
It's back.
833-288-0973. Trivia time.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.